Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Some people play by the rules, but the real game changers break them. I'm Soraya, and on Rule Breakers, we're talking to the risk takers, the rebels, and the ones rewriting the playbook. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Crunch the numbers.
There's 6,127 students at Addison, 58% of which are girls.
So
that's 7,107.32 boobs.
Break the news.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? I've just been handed an urgent and horrifying news story.
Is it a stat or a story?
Evidence based on olfactory prowess is inadmissible, in case you didn't know.
This is Stat or Story, a monumental judgment call with Dirt and Sprague on 1080.
Come on, do math.
The Fan.
All right, Saturday story time. We'll get to Brian Baldinger coming up bottom of the hour. A lot of names getting texted in. I think you got to remember, not hated amongst the fan base, but hated amongst, like, Raymond Felton got texted in. We hated Raymond Felton.
Yeah.
The rest of the NBA didn't have an opinion on Raymond
Felton.
I don't think
they cared about
point.
Raymond Felton.
They didn't care, right? There's a lot of, like, Myers Leonard, when he was here, was a pretty hated player by some. And then he had the great playoff run. His hatred didn't come until he was in my. I was late, you know, that stuff happened later. So
yeah, well, yeah, the video game thing was different. Like league wide hated for
league-wide
how they played.
League wide hated. Reuben Patterson got texted in a lot. Buck Williams came in a couple times. J.R. Ryder showing up a few times.
J.R. Ryder.
I think Rasheed Wallace and Darius Miles, like that Jailblazer, is probably where you got to go to.
Darius wasn't hated.
Yeah, I didn't really think so either. He was texted in a lot. Rasheed Wallace was for sure.
I think
because of
the
technical fouls.
You were mixing our fan base hating him versus the league. Darius Miles was not league hated.
He was in a great movie about stealing the test answers to the SATs.
Fun fact, saw him try to get an autograph. Couldn't quite get over there. So I just yelled, loved that movie. He turned and he saw me and he started laughing. He goes, thanks. And he did the nucks.
You got to do the nucks on the head. He showed up to a high school football game of ours high as a kite. Just
an entire
pulled
era.
Up in a Hummer onto the top field there at Cleveland, just like smoke billowing out.
How was he going to a Cleveland game?
They had an outreach thing with all the PIL schools where a Blazer had to go. I don't know why, but one of them had to show up to each of them of like, let's rebuild our image in the community. And he showed up high as a kite.
I mean, he's in Portland. What do you want from
him? Yeah, a lot of good weed here. Saturday story time. Who wants to go first? Who wants to be you want to lead off? Go ahead. Fire away.
Your number, 27.
27.
Your number is 27. Is it the number of combined hits in the Athletic Rangers game yesterday?
Oh, I did not see that game.
You're damn right you didn't.
I did not see any baseball scores hardly at all yesterday.
Or is it the age of a man who needed to be rescued off the same mountain within 2 days?
If you got to be rescued twice, I'm leaving you the second time. like, you got one. You got one. We came and got you.
This is a stat.
Riggins feels very confident there.
Such a funny. I'm leaving you.
I mean, dude, if twice on the same mountain? Within 2 days? Like, no, you had your chance. I saved you. Come on down. You didn't come down. You figure it out. Riggins feels very confident. I don't know if this is Riggins'
sure
log
story
and logic.
Fuji, I think the guy's 30.
Okay, I'll go stat two then. Give me a stat.
Job.
Way to go, Riggins.
Hey, he's not Riggins. He's the Oracle.
Way to go.
No, he is 27 years old. I'll get to the story in just a second. The Athletics and Rangers combined for 26 hits.
That's a lot of hits in a game.
The Yankees had 19 last night by themselves. 19.
What happened last night in offense?
The Orioles everywhere. Pitching staff.
Ask
is
Joe Fisher.
Because
they face the Orioles. No, how about this story? A 27-year-old Chinese man was climbing Mount Fuji when he made an emergency call on April 22nd. He was getting altitude sickness. So local authorities raced up there, went up to the mountain as far as they could go, helped him come down, rescued him.
He's rescued.
He's a student who wanted to go mountain climbing after a four-day thing. He gets down there, rescued, gets back to health. 2 days later, realizes, wait a minute, I left my phone.
You're leaving the phone.
He went back up the mountain.
Had to be rescued.
2 days later, guess what happened again?
You're on your own.
Hey.
You're on your own.
Went to go back, get my phone. I need your help again.
So you get
and
one,
they rescued him again.
You get one get out of jail free card. That's it. You've used your card. You decided to go back up the mountain. Figure your way out.
He had such bad altitude sickness the second time, he physically could not move.
I mean, why don't you just, hey, those guys who rescued you, first off, you just leave your phone in that situation. If you drop it
on a
mountain.
How could you care about a phone that bad?
You just leave it there. I'm not going to get that thing.
What are you talking about?
I'll go buy a new phone. I'd rather do that than die on the side of a mountain.
I
don't need technology that bad.
I care about human life. I kind of lean with you. Bird food. Sorry, yeah. Dude. Good luck to you.
This
vultures are going to enjoy that.
Survival of the fittest, man. You got to figure it out. All right, what do you got, Swag?
Your number is six.
Six.
Is it the number of career 40-point playoff performances from Jamal Murray? Or is it the list price in millions of the Roloff farm that is up for sale once again?
I just read the story.
I didn't click
the
story.
As they have the one out in the Helvetia area. They have moved, I think, to Battleground or somewhere up in Washington since. But they're...
famous farm.
They're trying to sell the farm again.
No longer Oregonians. I'm going to go that this is a stat.
I'm going to go stat, too. I don't think it'd be directly $6 million.
Indeed it is.
What is the sale price of that farm?
Well, they listed it in 2022 at $4 million when they tried to sell it when they moved. But the latest release, according to the Oregonian, $2.895 million. If you wanted to move out there. Five bedroom, 6,462 square feet main home. It includes a theater, a gourmet kitchen, offices, 3,600 square foot barn, scenic bridges. There's a pool, a miniature castle out there on 16 acres.
Never got into that show.
I never did either. Yeah.
No, Jamal Murray, in his 536 regular season games, has six 40-point performances.
Nice.
In 70 playoff games, he now has six 40-point performances after last night.
He's just the weirdest player because you have to evaluate the total. And it's like, playoff guy is amazing. Regular season guy, he's good. But he doesn't knock your socks off.
Good guy to have next to Jokic, who you know is going to be with an elite player. If you at least got one guy who's going to show up consistently in the playoffs, it helps you.
God, he's had some great playoff moments.
All right, this stat is my number, I should say. The story came from my dad. He sent me an email.
I want to just guess stat now.
Just good guess
like
stat.
You just ruined it.
Your number. Yeah. So I got an email from my dad. Said, use this story. Your number is
such a good story.
162.
Okay.
162 is your number.
Too many baseball games.
Is that it is. Is it the world record for the longest consecutive fart?
162 seconds.
162
minutes?
Seconds. Yes.
Okay.
I don't think anybody could fart for 162 minutes, Riggins.
That
thank
would
you
be
for
a
that.
Record.
162 seconds. The longest world record for consecutive fart.
Two right. plus minutes.
Without
2 minutes and 42 seconds.
Without breaking tone. No stoppages.
No.
Consistent sound.
Okay.
Not possible.
Or is it the number of points scored by Giannis Antetokounmpo in their first round series loss to the Indiana Pacers?
Okay.
Total points.
So is total points in that series
total
162?
Points, 162 or consecutive seconds for the world record
I'm gonna go story.
For the longest
the
fart.
The only way that that fart goes that long is if that's a dead body letting out its final gases.
That's just so ridiculous. I'm going story.
That's a good point. It is pretty ridiculous. I'll go opposite just to make it fun. I'll go stat.
You're going to go stat?
I'll go stat.
I will answer you first, Rigger.
Yeah. It was ridiculous
Jason
enough.
Swagger. 2 minutes and 42 seconds is crazy. The world record for the longest consecutive fart. It was a man in London. They timed it. It's the legitimate. They filmed the entire thing.
How do you set that up?
I don't know. This has now led us into to have a conversation. If you want to guess the sense of humor that we have as Johnsons, this is the things that we laugh about. What do you have to eat
Like, what's the dietary stuff that goes into this?
Brussels sprouts.
The release strategy has to be slow and consistent. Yeah. You can't force it. You can't step on the pedal.
Yeah, it'll be loud too quick.
It's got to ease because you got to be able to hold your note for that long. 2 minutes and 42 seconds is the longest longest fart in human history, consecutively.
The scene in Step Brothers where they're interviewing with Seth Rogen.
That's about a 20-second fart.
But that's 20 seconds, and that feels like it's forever.
What's the longest you think you've ever gone?
Maybe 10 to 15.
10 to 15 seconds? 15 seconds?
Dude.
That's a pretty long fart.
You sat there.
15 seconds. Like, count that out in your head. 1,000, 1,002. That's a long fart.
I'm going to make a sound. You count to 15.
I think I'm at 7 or 8. You only got to 9. You couldn't even get to 10. That was only 9 seconds. You couldn't even get there.
15? Yes. You need to talk to a doctor.
Giannis Antetokounmpo, by the way, scored 165 points in their first round playoff series loss.
Where were you?
You were still on the couch.
I think 7 or 8 is the longest I've ever gone. And when you get to 7 or 8, you're really proud of yourself. You're like, dude, I held that one for a while. Wife gives you a look like, what the hell did I get into? Sorry, honey. It was the green beans last night.
Swag, did you look around and just go?
Was anybody in the room when you did it?
No, it's just by myself.
Yourself. Yeah. 6 screens going at the same time. Hopefully a good finishing punch note, too.
You just kind of lift top the off. One cheek there.
Yeah, you got to, the it's got to be positioned correctly. 2 minutes and 42 seconds. What's your longest fart?
Let us know. It was a pork butt, wasn't it? It was a pork butt.
503-864-6326. This is the kind of emails I get from my dad. Hey, check this out. World record for longest fart.
Should we ask Baldy?
I think we should. That's where we'll start. That'll be the first question. Brian Baldinger will join us next to talk some NFL football.